Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again from the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. At this hour, we are now 15 hours away from Santa's launch, but we have things going on now all over the world. In the past hour, we reported on a viral situation with Santa's trackers in Germany. Let's follow up now by checking in again with Elf Holly Berry.
Frank, the problem has only grown in the past hour. It hasn't slowed down at all. Most of the reports seem to be coming from an area concentrated around Munich, Germany. Since the test flight of Santa's sleigh isn't far from there, we asked them to check it out. Let's go now to Elf Crash Murphy, who was on that flight.
Hi, Holly. It's a bit unusual to do a news report from the test flight of Santa's sleigh, but I think we just may have some breaking news here. That's not a regular street with homes and puppy dogs and picket fences down there, Holly. It looks like a data center and all the lights are on. Something's not right about this.
Crash, are you saying this is an attempt to file false reports to the North Pole? Or maybe even a plot to disrupt Santa's plan with bad information?
No, I'm not saying that at all, Holly. I'm just saying this just doesn't pass the sniff test. I think we might want to get someone to take a look at this.
Holly and Crash, thank you for your work on this story. North Pole Flight Command and North Pole Security are now looking into this. From the North Pole, where we are in action early this year, I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.